Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. If you haven't already, please go check out my blog. The link is down below. This is where I post my transcripts of these videos, but now I am starting to put articles on there that will not be on YouTube. I will not be doing videos of them. For example, I just put one up. It's called The Abomination of Desolation and the Mark of the Beast. I won't be doing a YouTube on it, so if you want to hear about that, go check it out and go subscribe so you will get notifications when I put something up. Okay, I received a message. I believe it was on the 28th of May, 2022. It was a very long message that the Lord gave me while praying. I'm bringing only a portion of it to you today. This portion was a lot of encouragement. It was an admonishment, the Lord telling us a little bit more about the spiritual warfare, and I'm going to title it, Do Not Give Satan a Foothold. Here is the message. And like I said before, there will be corresponding scriptures to this, and it will be in my blog, linked down below. Here we go. This is the message. Keep your focus on me, and do not get caught up with the cares of this world. I will give you rest. I will give you respite. I am the Savior of the world, and there is no other name by which you are saved. All who come to me, I will not cast away, but will hear their pleas and prayers. I am the good shepherd that takes care of my flock. I am there for my own, and they hear my voice. However, there have been wolves and robbers that have crept in through the fence of my pasture in order to destroy as many as possible. These are the deceivers that lead my sheep astray. They come with words that tickle the ear, and they draw many to themselves by their lies and deceptions. They bring chaos, confusion, and take away my peace that can pass all understanding. Once the lies are told and then accepted, the doors are then open for the demonic to enter. So keep those doors closed by walking according to my word. Do not let strong emotions overtake you, because that is also a gateway to the demons. Do not give them a foothold. Learn to walk steady with me on an even level. Do not let the winds of despair, depression, or hopelessness come and toss you around to or fro. Stand on me, the rock, and you will remain solid with your feet firmly on level ground. You are not a people without hope. You are a people of love and joy and peace. Dwell on these things and not on the corruption and evil that is all around you. My light extinguishes the darkness and shines on you. No matter what comes, do not waver, not even an inch, but stand strong and be brave through me. In your weakness, I will be strong. Look to me, the fount of living waters, and come and drink. Your soul will be refreshed, and you will gain eternal life through faith. Now is not the time to cower. Now is not the time to retreat. And now is not the time to hide, but to proclaim my truths and my laws. The enemy wants to silence you. He wants to snuff you out, but he will not succeed. For I have plans for my saints. Each one specifically has a calling on their life that needs to be fulfilled for me. The enemy knows this, and he wants to destroy it. Stand on my word and use it as a sword against him. There lies your power. It's my word. It's my blood. It's my work on the cross. And then I heard, brothers and sisters, a couple verses kind of all blended together. And I'm going to end with these and along with Ephesians 6:26 to 31. And then I heard, with the message, I heard, the name of the Lord Jehovah is a strong tower, and all who come to it are kept safe. Let the name of your God and King be exalted and praised forevermore. Amen. Sing praises and come into his courts with thanksgiving. Give thanks unto him, for he is good, and his love endures forever and ever. Amen. And that was the end of the message that I'm going to bring you today. Now I want to go ahead and end with Ephesians 6, 26 through 31. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down when you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, then quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good and hard work, and then give generously to others in need. Don't use foul language or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you.